Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Couldn't help but wonder, where was that Cubs meltdown over the weekend?
Good morning, Mully. Happy Tuesday. That didn't cross my mind. What crossed my mind was, really? You're going to let the Marlins do that?
I couldn't believe it either.
But in all seriousness, yeah. And when you take a step back, this is what the Marlins do.
Yeah.
This is their sixth walk-off victory of the season, 8-7 rally to beat the Cubs in Miami. They have more walk-off victories than any team except for the San Francisco Giants. Six of their 19 victories in walk-off fashion, the way it was last night when Daniel Palencia blew it.
Yeah, you know, you can't help but feel Daniel Palencia blew it. And then after the game, Porter Hodge headed to the IL with the oblique. He didn't know that going in. And, man, that is just a drag. I like Daniel Palencia. I thought he might be a guy that, you might be trying a bigger role for that guy. And then here you go.
I liked it when Bruce was comparing him to Carlos Marmol.
There you go. That was yesterday.
That was what I wanted to go in with.
Yeah.
And he was one strike away from us coming in here this morning and saying, you know what? Yeah. The Cubs might have a closer here.
Yeah, well, that's not going to be said.
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. Like, you had I don't want to say it was a good baseball game, but it was a dramatic baseball game. There were leads and comebacks and leads. And you thought that they had solved it. You thought, okay, well, that's it then. Oh, look at that. That's so nice. And then you have what happened, and you just sit there and you're kind of like.
They let a winnable game slip away.
That's one
and
in the. That's a win lost. That's exactly right.
They had one of those games where you circle mentally.
Yep.
Because you don't want it to come down to one. It might not. And look,
no.
They're still eight games over 500. They can still win the series, but. When you lead like that, you should close it out. And the Cubs have had too many blown leads this year. And it's the same type of thing we talked about a year ago.
That's right.
It hasn't hurt them as badly because their offense is better. But the bullpen remains. I think if we're doing power rankings of Cubs concerns this morning, bullpen's at the top of the list.
Yeah, I still think it might be starting pitching. Even with the bullpen problems, because I don't know about you winced when Dustin suggested Ben Brown move to the bullpen.
I did. It was visible. It was a wince.
Yes, but I felt that his performance yesterday was one of those games where the manager kind of would say to him, "It's just not enough. It's not good enough." You know what I mean? That's exactly what it was. It was close enough. But that's not good enough.
Well, you start out with back-to-back homers. That's not good. This just in.
Stop that.
When you start the game home runs in the first inning, not good. But then he settled down.
Yes.
And
they came back.
Like 11 in a row, he retired.
Right.
But he got knocked out. The only reason I winced, Mully, at the thought of Ben Brown leaving the rotation, and Dustin, maybe you can have expand here because of that idea, because – Ben Brown leaving the rotation at a time when Shota Imanaga, we learned yesterday,
is going to take a little longer.
It's going to go into June. Yeah. I don't know that you can afford to take somebody out of that rotation because you have Cade Horton you're hoping stays consistent enough to keep in the rotation. Ben Brown, it wasn't what you wanted last night, but what's his replacement?
Jordan Wicks.
Boy.
It's worth a shot. Let's see Ben Brown. What Craig Counsell has been complaining about is that the lack of swing and miss stuff out of the bullpen, and they don't. And at least the one thing Ben Brown does have is swing and miss stuff. He does leave too many pitches in the middle of the plate. But it was a really when the Cubs were able to take that lead back last night after Amaya, they come back and he strikes out the side in the bottom of the fourth inning, and I thought. Damn, that's a hell of a way to answer as a pitcher after your offense gave you the lead. And I feel like he has that mentality. And I think the fact that he is stretched out, we heard Craig Counsell post-game talk about that Palencia was kind of winded. He's been working really hard.
Well,
he's
been pitching a lot.
Right. But I'm saying I feel as Ben Brown is conditioned to go, I think Ben Brown could take – If the Cubs were in a position, I think Ben Brown could take the ball three straight nights in the ninth inning okay, to try and get three outs. I think he is conditioned enough to do that, and he has the swing and miss. Palencia has swing and miss
swing
as well.
Miss. Yep.
But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I would look
let's
at
see
it
how. Let's see the day. I haven't done the math.
I haven't looked.
I haven't looked to see, you know, do you have a day where you're getting a day off where you
I wouldn't do that
go
yet.
Four guys. I would see
okay.
where Jordan Wicks is at.
But you know what I didn't like, Aaron? The lack of clarity about Shota. He's going to be on the mound. He's going to pitch again, but he's into June.
Well, and into what?
The 20th of May.
I understand that.
Does that mean to,
it raises your eyebrow and it does?
The
alarm goes
of
off in your head. But you're talking about somebody. Let's go back to the first day that he was injured. They were consistent. He's
before.
Never had this yep. before.
Right.
So there was some ambiguity about his return because.
Right.
They've never been through this recovery process with this athlete, so we don't know. And that sounded, I heard a little bit of not frustration with him, but just kind of not knowing. It's going to be probably mid-June.
If you're like a little kid and you hear, we're going to Disney World sometime in June, you're kind of like, what day is it now? How long, like time stands still.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, it's just...
Are
You're
we there
waiting
yet?
For this kid.
Yeah, but I think that while they wait, they don't have to
Are we there
abandon
yet?
Hope. But that's the way.
Shut up.
Exactly. That's what you want to say. So every time the Crick Council is asked about Shota Imanaga,
yeah.
and Jed Hoyer, who will talk to him at 9 o'clock, he may tell us to, okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. Stop asking.
You ordered a pizza on a Friday night. And
yeah.
you're like, should we call?
Should we call?
It's already
it's
an hour 40, late.
It's been 45
exactly,
minutes.
Exactly.
It's been an hour. When is the feeling? When is it
yeah.
ready to call? When are they going to deliver? Well, you know, you just have to wait until mid-June. If June 15th arrives and still no pepperoni and sausage,
yeah.
okay.
That's problematic.
You're still going to be hungry.
Yeah,
it's going to be a problem. But I don't know that Jordan Wicks is the answer. I don't know if the answer to the Cubs pitching woes is in the organization right now. Something tells me.
Right.
And this is a big picture, but something tells me that they're going to have to add a reliever and they're going to add a starter before the trade deadline, and it's way too early to have those kind of expectations.
Yep.
They're just going to have to muddle through this tough portion without some of their key guys.
Well, it's not a tough portion. This is the easy portion.
Tough only because of the injuries.
It's tough. But I think that is the problem with a game like yesterday where you're clearly dragging a little bit. And, you come back and then somebody blows. You know what I'm saying? Like
yes.
It was just one
yes.
of those games. That's like you shouldn't have an 8-7 walk-off.
You should not. But let's do this. I know we will. Because
you've done enough.
We'll be back here tomorrow. We'll revisit the starting rotation conversation after we see what Jameson Taillon has tonight. Because if he has another clunker and he has given up 7 home runs in his last 186 pitches.
It's crazy.
If he gives up another clunker, then they may have to consider some other alternatives to either give guys a rest to spin through the rotation or look at a guy like Jordan Wicks as being able to try to supply some help.
J-Mo may, it may be a trend now. Open the game with 2 solo homers.
Let's hope not.
Because the solo homer is the problem.
The solo homer, they're rally killers, but I think that if you're starting the game, they're not. It's just one of these things.
Start the game with a couple of those.
No.
Damn it.
The Marlins, they're pesky.
They're pesky, but they're really not a good team.
They're not that good of a team. They should beat them. They should be a team that you welcome playing, even in Miami, in that odd park. In that very strange ballpark. A lot of different looks to that ballpark.
And it was good. It was good for the Sox to get home and just really kind of uncork that offense, you know, get things going. What?
Well, meanwhile, on the South Side, the same old, same old.
Same old.
Sox can't hit, and then they give up a grand slam to one of the best players in baseball. Oh. Julio Rodriguez hit a grand slam. It was competitive up to that point. And it was one of those games, again, where the Sox looked engaged. It was close. And then the grand slam.
Yeah. And Bryce Wilson takes the bump today. So
that doesn't give you a ton of confidence. He's the weak link in that rotation.
Say it the rosary.
Did the White Sox make that move, though, taking the pitcher out based on strictly pitch count? Because that's as far as –
Davis Martin went deep.
Right. Yep. It was the deepest he had gone.
I
would have liked to have seen him get in that as Chuck and Ozzie talked about post game, that clutch moment. Right. Like, you know, if maybe they don't even get to that point. I mean, you have to score more than a run, obviously, to win most baseball games. Yep. White Sox didn't score a run.
I love Chuck and Ozzie, but what was missing from the clutch moment?
They're saying
didn't have the clutch?
Just in general, the Sox just don't have clutch, and the Mariners do have clutch.
I think
in general,
the Sox overall lack talent. That's not meant to be mean. That's just an observation. I love those guys, but I don't know that they're good players that lack a clutch gene. I think they're good players that have a ceiling that is too low.
I think they're good players that lack talent. No offense to anyone, but how many real baseball players are on the roster?
How many guys
If you want to talk about hitting, wait till Andrew Benintendi comes back. Oh, he's a
How many guys someone said on this Sox the team? Day. I know. Well, help. Somebody did add that to the conversation, but how many guys in this Sox team, clutch gene or not, are going to be starters if the Sox are ever above 500 again? Or competing for a division title again? You can look at Miguel Vargas, the American League Player of the Week, and say probably, maybe. You can look around the infield and outfield and say, really? I don't know that there's many other players. The catcher, I think Edgar Caro. Edgar Caro's probably going to be here when they're good.
Edgar Caro and
Chase Mydroth.
Yeah.
Okay, Chase Mydroth. We have three. Yeah. Luis Robert Jr., he's going to be traded as soon as he's good enough to get traded.
God. I hope he gets better so they can trade him. Isn't that horrible? They got problems. There's problems. There's problems in paradise. I don't know what to tell you.
That was a cold night at the Wright Field.
Yeah.
It was chilly.
Yesterday was a very mediocre day.
Very mediocre May Day. It was. The weather was full of mediocrity.
It was, man. I mean, the weather.
Kind of like the Sox? Or?
Yes, the weather. Mother Nature didn't have a clutch gene in Chicago in the springtime.
Let me be brutally honest. The weather is going to have to start doing better. It's not good enough.
It's not a good month.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna be having dust storms and rainy days. I mean, you got to do better.
Was that the weirdest thing ever? That dust storm?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
We blame Beyonce.
You should have been here.
It kept me from going to Coombs on Friday evening. I was worried about getting on the highway.
Yeah, you should have
been. Did you make it to the Beyonce concert the next night, though?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I didn't have to pick up my wife like Brandon did.
Is she still here? Or is she?
No, she's gone out of town.
Did she leave? Yeah. Damn it.
The weather has been terrible. Let's face it, it's just been
terrible.
Was that
the Cowboy Carter tour?
It was three nights. She didn't perform Friday night. I found that out yesterday.
That is correct.
During our conversation. I think we misinterpreted her being here, the continuation of it, but she was only performing three out of four nights. So saved you a trip into the city on Friday night, Brandon, to pick up your wife.
It's so awful.
But yeah, last night was chilly. It was chilly. I was at the Rate and we did our show.
It looked cold up there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was chilly.
Ozzie has complained about that. You're on the top of a roof, and it's kind of cutting you down.
Did you see his post-game show?
No.
He bundled up like it was Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so crazy. It was football weather.
Yeah.
It really was.
Put a hat on someone.
No wonder the Sox can't hit. I mean, it's cold conditions. But they did honor. But
when it warms up, they can't hit, too.
This is our daily Pope reference because I knew you would enjoy
Let's
that.
Let's go.
They did have a nice pregame ceremony. The family who owns the season ticket holders, Section 140. They have a mural. They had a framed 14 Leo.
Yes.
And they had a little nice tribute to the seat where Pope Leo sat during the 2005 World Series.
Yes, hysterical. That's so funny.
And then we know he was presented a Bears jersey.
Yeah,
like
I saw
JD
that
Vance.
Too.
Yeah,
that's something.
Number 14,
yeah.
The most celebrated 14 in Bears history.
JD Vance doesn't move up the list, though.
Okay,
he's on the Pope's list. Write down this name. I'll scratch a line through it.
You know those interactions haven't looked too awkward though. Knowing all those things that he's kind of his history
and knowing how awkward JD Vance is.
Knowing the history of awkwardness. With the vice president, yes.
Oh,
but,
gosh.
Yeah, that could be that's something that every day, maybe once a week, we should look for like a This Week in Pope Leo Chicago connection.
We had the trainer thing the other day. That was good.
It's a funny story.
That's a very funny story.
The trainer, personal trainer for Pope Leo, yes. recognized him on television. Said, "Hey,
hey, that's the guy from the gym, and he's coming out for the Pope.
That's Bob from the gym.
That's so funny. That's awesome.
Never knew that he was a cardinal.
Yes.
Never knew that he was.
Didn't know he was religious.
No. No, just kind of the
not
guy
the way
that...
he was cussing trying to get those weights up. That no, is a joke. He never said that. Man. That see now the thumb's
going to confession.
The thumb's going
to
crush me. It's going to come through
you're
the roof.
You're going to get crushed.
I'm sorry.
That's at least 10 Hail Marys.
It was just a joke about my own issues
and to our fathers.
I will mumble.
Shame on you.
I didn't mean it.
But that was a funny story. CNN had it.
It was
on
really
Sunday.
Good. Yeah, you sent it to me, and I sent it out to some friends. Yeah, everybody enjoyed
entertaining.
It.
Entertaining. There's a lot of good Pope references. He's Chicago's now.
It's so funny.
So there's going to be a lot of local tie-ins.
I'm getting a huge kick out of it, but I was surprised to talk to a buddy of mine yesterday who's kind of like Dustin, feels that there should be more mystery and there should be more separation. You know, we don't really want.
Well, you know, you grow up with the. And yes. I know I don't need to tell you, but the infallibility of the Pope is a thing.
Exactly.
So
right.
you learn to have.
But that's regarding
that
religious
way.
Matters.
You don't grow up learning about the relatability of
he
the Pope.
He can be wrong in taking the Sox over the Cubs.
Yeah, that's
as this year is proving.
Right. Everybody's. You know,
as we learned over the
you're
weekend.
Allowed that. You forgive. And you move on.
That's so funny.
Does his penance, and that's fine. But no. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's some people
infallible
still...
Infallible in matters of the church.
Spiritual matters.
Thank you.
Yeah, not sports matters.
Yeah. No.
But it's,
none of us from this town
but it's,
have that advantage.
The relatability thing will be something people gradually get used to or have to get used to.
It's funny.
But it's fun.
It's great. It's really
so you had the Cubs and the Sox. Boy, disappointing night in Chicago baseball.
Yeah, it was awful.